online with Ammer the Internet Guy. Stream it today on your favorite podcast platforms. This podcast focuses on entrepreneurs and business owners, helping them become more successful in conducting their business on the web without being stuck with technology, getting a headache, pulling their hairs out, or buying expensive software.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Online with the Internet Guy. First of all, I would like to apologize for being MIA for a really long time, but as you know, life happens. I promise I wouldn't disappear for that long again, and hopefully I would not disappear again. So today we're discussing something very important and a big issue that actually every entrepreneur and business owner suffers from. It's too much to do with too little time. What do you do then? How do you scale? You know, if you kind of do everything your own in your business, you don't really have a business. You have a job where you are working for yourself. So you are the employer, and at the same time, you are the employee. You don't want that. You want to scale your business to the point that it can run and be profitable without you. How do you do that? Let's go in and find out what are the suggestions that work that our guest will discuss with us. So without further ado, let's meet Brittany Brewer. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Online. And today I have Brittany Brewer. Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Ammer. How are you? Thank you for having me.
You are somewhere exciting, right? Where are you right now?
I'm currently located in Mexico, actually.
Are you north, center, south of Mexico?
No. So I'm in the Yucatan Peninsula area.
Okay. I have no idea where that is. There's a car called Yucatan.
Yeah, near some good food and some good food. Mayan pyramids.
Oh my God. That would be a great area to visit.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I'm from Egypt originally, so we have our own pyramids too.
Yeah, yours are pretty impressive.
The Mexicans are pretty good too.
Yeah.
So you were telling me earlier before we went on air that you live in Florida in St. Petersburg?
Yeah. I live in a town called Dunedin. It's sort of it used to be a little sleepy beachside town, but it's exploded in the last few years. So it's becoming quite the destination spot. But St. Pete is where our home office is. So that's the trek that I usually make.
What's behind that explosion?
You know, it's so strange because when I moved to Dunedin there, it was really just a lot of mom and pop, like small businesses. And I think that around like right before COVID happened, a couple of shops opened. And then when COVID happened, you know, Florida didn't really follow suit with the rest of the United States.
Yeah.
And a lot of new industry opened, a lot of new businesses, and word kind of caught on about how cool Dunedin was. And it's exploded. There's so many new businesses. It's kind of a funky town. There's a lot of locally owned businesses still, a lot of entrepreneurs there. Somehow Dunedin's managed to keep out a lot of like chain businesses and chain restaurants and things like that. So we all like to say keep Dunedin weird because it's a little bit, a little funky. Yeah. But definitely a lot more people at the festivals and things like that than there used to be.
That's nice. I mean, I'd love to visit one day. You know, everyone who lives in the cold country, like Canada, for example, they want to retire somewhere warm. So Florida is the number one destination.
Oh, yeah. Dunedin is actually, it's home to it's the Blue Jays training city. So the Toronto Blue Jays, they come down and they train for spring training. And Dunedin gets a lot of Canadians in that area.
Yeah. I mean, that's good because, like, you know, the Blue Jays, they play outdoors. So I guess in winter, it will be pretty hard to train in Toronto.
Exactly.
So, you know, you mentioned like there were a lot of mom and pop shops, and then the city has been exploding with new businesses and many entrepreneurs. Yeah. And this is interesting for me, for example, because I'm a web designer. So I always work with entrepreneurs. And the thing that comes up all the time is so much to do, so little time. And I know that where you work is trying to solve this problem. So I wanted to ask you first is, what's the idea behind, you know, what you do? Like, for okay, let's tell people what you do, and then let's go to the, what's the idea behind it?
Yeah, for sure. So I am the FreeUp operations manager. And basically what we do is we put businesses and entrepreneurs in touch with freelancers who can either take things off their plate or take care of skills that the business owner or entrepreneur doesn't necessarily know how to do. So, you know, let's say that you've got a restaurant and you just started making your own hot sauce and you want to start selling it, and you need a logo created, and you need a website to start a sales page, and you need to start funneling leads. We at FreeUp could do for you. We can put you in touch with a freelancer who can take care of all of that so that you can focus on what you're good at, which is running your business and making your hot sauce. So that's sort of where FreeUp kind of hangs out, is just connecting people who are at that kind of boiling point of wanting to scale, but having so much to do in so little time, or just not necessarily knowing how to do it.
So FreeUp is the brand, right?
That's right.
I like the name because, like, FreeUp, right? Free up your time, free up.
Yeah.
I mean, we say that being an entrepreneur is a 24/7 job. And in it, to a certain extent, it is. But the most successful people are those who learn how to scale. If I speak on behalf of all the small business owners, there are usually two things that scare people. The first one is, would the freelancer that I'm hiring know what I like? You know, sometimes people advertise skills that they're not really good at, or, you know, like, how can I make sure that the freelancer who I'm hiring to do a certain job will actually do a good job? The other thing that scares people who would be not yet looking to hire a freelancer is because they think it's expensive. So what do you say? Let's take it point by point. So the first one is, like, how do I know that the person I'm hiring is actually going to do a good job? And in case they didn't, who would I talk to?
Yeah. So here's the thing. You can hire John Doe to come and work in your office and something terrible could happen. The same way something terrible could happen if you hire Jane Doe online, who you've never met. The way that we mitigate that, no matter whether you're hiring someone to work in person or remotely as a freelancer, is vetting. That's the biggest thing. And it's something that we took very seriously in the beginning. It's like, we don't want to just put some entrepreneur who's trying to scale in touch with some random person and then, you know, have that cripple their business and have them lose everything that they've been working for. So we do a pre-vetting process, and we'll do identity verification and fraud verification. We have some tests that we'll have the freelancers do to measure competency. And that is, all of those happen before we ever put a freelancer in touch with a client, an entrepreneur who's like, hey, I need help. We're not just throwing them anybody. We have a network of people that we've vetted, that we trust, that we pair them with. And then if something does go wrong with our platform, it's not true of every freelancer hiring platform, but specifically with FreeUp, we've got 24/7 round the clock support. You know, if a freelancer quits for some reason, we'll find them a replacement. We'll get them some credit so that they're not, their project isn't delayed and that they're not out a bunch of money. It's just sort of like concierge level support versus just kind of going out into the nebulous and being like, hey, I pick you, work on my project.
Yeah, and the second point is, it's how expensive. I mean, I understand, of course, because I've been in that business as well. But I know that it will depend on who you're choosing, what's the skill level, years of experience, what exactly you want to do, what's the time that you want. But in general, people are scared because they think that hiring someone is going to be costly. And I wanted to, you know, address that point.
Yeah. So I tell people two things. The first thing is, our least expensive freelancer, it starts at $5 an hour, and that includes our FreeUp fees. We've got a really transparent fee. It's 20% with a $2 minimum. So you can get a freelancer for $5 an hour to do basic admin tasks and VA tasks, you know. But when people talk about it, they think it's going to be too expensive. A lot of times I tell them it's going to be more expensive for you in the long run if you don't bring somebody on, because your business is boiling over. You're losing Yes. your ability to scale if you don't bring someone on. So, you know, that initial upfront cost of hiring someone and bringing them on might seem scary, but think of what it's going to look like 5 months from now, 5 years from now, if you don't do anything, and then you decide, oh, now it's time. Think of all the money that you've wasted because you didn't have the support you needed. But in short, the basic of the basic freelancers to do, you know, general admin stuff like email management, create spreadsheets for you, that starts at $5 an hour.
Perfect. I mean, I heard this over and over again. You know, I understand that people sometimes are scared to spend money, especially if they're a small business. But if you don't hire somebody to work with you, to help you with the things that you need done, what happens is that you don't actually have a business. You're an employee Yeah. and an employer at the same time. It's like you're working for yourself.
Yep.
And you're working for 24 hours for so little pay. And the only way to go is to scale, because when you scale, things are done. You don't have to be involved in every little detail. And that frees up your time to look after your customers so that they can, you know, refer you, you get more clients, and the ball gets rolling. But if you're, and this happens with like, even like I used to be a freelancer, to a certain extent I am. But what happens is that you get this cycle of ups and downs, because you, when you have some free time, you connect with your customers, you send newsletters, you're active, you're marketing yourself. And then you get like a couple of projects. You get so busy because you want to deliver those projects on time and you want to do it with great quality. So you get really busy. You have no time anymore to go out and sell. So while you're busy, you're not selling, the project ends. Once you've, you know, finished these couple of projects and you have nothing in your pipeline. So you go out again and start hustling again. So when you look at your income on an annual basis, you see like spikes, and then it Yeah. drops all the way down, and then it spikes back up. And that's not good. I mean, it's not good for your mental health. It's not good for your pocket. It's not good for your family. So the only way to have stability is to have the business running literally without you.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that one freelancer would do that, or but you got to start somewhere.
A lot of people, because of that, they get nervous, and you know, they're like, I don't even have time, you know, I'm running a business, I'm trying to do what my skill set is, I don't have time to manage people, I don't have time to hire a freelancer. And those types of people, we really recommend our managed service, because we have project managers that can take over that side so that you can focus on where your skill set lies, you know, no matter what that is. You know, you can like coaches, for example, we have a lot of coaches, a lot of consultants on our platform, and they take advantage of the managed services because, you know, they've got all of this information, a wealth of knowledge, but they yeah. need a project manager to organize it. They need somebody to get it.
How do you get it out to the public? It's like,
how do you, it's yeah. all in your head. So they need a project manager to kind of get them into shape and organize everything. So we have a managed service that we'll offer where we'll give them a project manager. We'll lump some, you know, what they're going to pay per month, and have the freelancers just kind of take it off their hands so that they're not like pulling their hair out, stressing about deadlines and timelines and what needs to be done. They can focus on the big picture stuff.
Yeah, they can. I mean, you can just be creative. You know what I mean? Like, focus on your why you got into the business at the first place. I don't think anyone yeah. gets into any business to do admin or to do HR or yeah. to create their own website unless their business is web design. But in general, it's like there's so much that an entrepreneur does that has nothing to do with their main skill, but it's important to the business. And the biggest yeah. part, in my opinion, I think it's also anything digital. You know, everything is digital now, and many people are still a little bit afraid of technology. And what happens also, technology itself keeps on changing. Like, we have AI now. There's an AI yeah. in this recording. And I think, I don't know, I haven't used it before. It's the first time I used the Zoom AI. And I'm hoping that it will summarize the thing for me, because I used to do that manually, right? I used to go just listen to the recording, write my notes, and then create a post later, and then attach the video to the post so people can watch it on my website. And of course, it goes on the regular podcasting networks and YouTube. But as I'm saying, like, technology keeps on changing.
Yeah.
And there's so little time to keep learning. I mean, it's great when you learn, so it makes you feel good. But there's so little time to learn everything. So let other people learn and use them. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, you know, if you think about it, like, you buy a house, all of a sudden you have to become a little bit of an electrician, a little bit of a plumber, a little bit of a landscaper. And sure, you can do a little bit of it and maybe it's okay. But then 2 or 3 months down the line, that pipe burnout that you fixed bursts. Yeah. And then you hate the house that you loved so much that you wanted to buy. So it's really where we try to focus people so much and come at it from an empathetic place, because, you know, for your business, it's your livelihood, it's everything that you care about. So we don't want to just put people with random freelancers and just say, okay, here you go, good luck. We want to make sure that we're providing a service to them as well, not just a connection with a freelancer. We want to make sure, hey, how's this going? You know, what was your outcome? What was your expected outcome? What can we do better next time? We're constantly learning and we're evolving, especially with, like you said, things like AI, like the amount of job requests that came through for freelancers who have AI experience when ChatGPT launched. It was insane. Yeah. And everybody wants to be, you know, everybody wants to be involved in the next big thing and make sure that their business is in line with where other people are. And it's our job to kind of be ahead of everyone and make sure that we understand and can anticipate the client's needs.
The problem with AI is just so general. Like, it's a huge thing. So there's no, like, it's very hard to say, I need someone who has experience with AI. Well, which part of AI? Like, what do you need them to do exactly?
Yeah. We get a lot of people who want, like, they're like, I can go on ChatGPT and I can get a 1,000-word article written in 20 seconds. And to that we say, like, okay, well, that's not really good for, you know, Google's EAT standards. It's not good for your SEO. But if you feel like, you know, that's what you want to do, go for it. And we try to, you know, explain to them the differences and, like, what to expect. You know, AI can be a great tool, but it definitely shouldn't take over your entire human element.
No.
Especially, yeah.
The best thing is a human with AI, not AI on its own. So someone that's who knows what to do, and they use AI to save a little bit of time. So, you know, they
exactly
can do more in less time. I'm interested to know roughly, what are most of the requests? Like, I know, like, with a platform like yours, so let me just explain it to our listeners who haven't had this experience before. There are many platforms, including FreeUp, of course, who would connect you with someone with a skill set that you need for your business, with something very specific that you can hire based on an hourly rate. So if you don't want to hire somebody in your company, like an employee who comes to your office or your shop or whatever, and you're paying them monthly, and, you know, every one of these methods, they have pros and cons. I know that your platform and other platforms as well, they have a multitude of skill sets and different things. I wouldn't even be surprised if plumbers exist, but no, I'm just kidding.
One day.
Yeah. But what seems to be the thing that the majority of people are looking for these days?
You know, so we started and we still are heavily in the e-commerce space. So we get a lot of people from Amazon, you know, a lot of eBay sellers, people in the e-com space who need people to do anything from general VA work to product sourcing and product listing. But a growing, hugely growing marketplace is marketing. People don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with running email campaigns. They don't want to deal with writing emails. They don't want to deal with their social media. They just want to push that off on someone else. And we're the perfect place for it because they can start scaling for any number of things at any skill level that they need. If it's something super basic, like, I just need somebody to automate my emails, that's all. you know, you can get someone coming in at $5 to $7 an hour. But if it's something a little bit more intense, like I need someone to take a look at my current marketing efforts and really tell me, you know, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? Where are my opportunities? That's a consultant level. And we have those kind of people too. So yeah, marketing is huge right now. People are really interested in that. And there's a lot of, you know, everybody has an opinion about everything. And there's a lot of consultants and coaches out there right now who are really seeking help. And they come to us because they know we have such a variety of different skill sets, even from getting a logo designed to building out a sales page for their website. They can do all of that in one place at FreeUp.
So there's a question that you probably get asked a lot, and I didn't want to ask it, but it's just posing itself now. What makes you, I mean, you kind of alluded to it a bit when you said that you vet people, and it looks like from what I can sense that your vetting process is like a good, long, detailed process. So is that, you know, nobody falls through the cracks. Like if somebody's trying to pretend that they know something and they don't know, they will either not pass the test or not pass the interview, or like something, that's something right. Would, you know, a red flag would pop at some point. And I'm thinking that probably sets you apart from some of the, I don't know, is it safe to say the older platforms? Like, I don't know who's like, I don't know, because there used to be 5 or 6 platforms and then they all merged into one. And then now we have the one. I don't know. I don't want to say the name.
It's okay. We get a lot of that one's customers coming to us because they weren't satisfied with their experience. So we'll just leave
so
that at that.
Let's, what sets you apart? Because I'm pretty sure that sometimes when you want to, like when you have a good business idea and you want to take on someone who's more established, who's got deeper pockets, who's been there for like, I don't know, 15 years or more, and you feel like, you know, like, how can I compete? And it feels like a mammoth task in the beginning, but then once you find, you know, your, I don't know, I don't want to say cliche, like unique selling proposition, but once you find like what makes you different, what makes you tick, why you thought that I'll do this better than them, right?
Yeah.
So what sets you apart for real?
Well, first and foremost, we've been around since 2015. We're under new ownership since then, but the owner now still has that same vision and it's grassroots. We look at clients holistically. And I know I already said this, but we really try to treat all of our clients with empathy, with respect. It's not just a number, you know, a new client, you know, let's get them in and just push them out. We offer concierge like support. We do the vetting, like you said, but probably the biggest and most unique thing that we have is we will manage freelancers for our clients. So for somebody who has never hired a freelancer and, or somebody who's hired freelancers and just doesn't have the time to deal with management anymore, that's so huge. We will manage the interview, the job requests, the bringing on the freelancer. We do all of that for them. And it just like the weight that gets lifted off their shoulders when they realize that they can pay a flat fee for us to do that is huge.
I tried hiring freelancers before. I tried on my own first without using any platforms. And I hired somebody who I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
The interview we had together was good. She was, you know, like A1 during the time that we were just getting to know each other and I'm giving her the task to do and whatever. But over the time, what ended up happening is that the efficiency dropped. So I'd be charged like 10 hours and I'm not objecting because, you know, I agreed to that hourly rate and I'm okay. But when I look at the work done, it looks like this work can be done in 3, but I was charged 10. And then, you know, in the beginning you think, okay, they'll get better as time goes by, but then it stays the same. So it looked like somebody's trying to inflate a little bit.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I don't blame them because if you set your hourly rate at $5, of course, that's not that much. So, you know, you want to make every job a little bit bigger so that you can earn more. But maybe you should look into pricing yourself fairly to you and to the client. So it's kind of a win-win instead of, you know, because at the end, I ended up not continuing. It was like after, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, I felt like I can find somebody who will do this better. Then I used the platform. And I, as you said, I felt like I'm just a number. Like there was no interaction between me and anybody from that company. It's like it's like just a matchmaker. So they look at some of the keywords in the stuff that I want to do, and then they match me with a few people who have that these keywords listed. But then, you know, you could just fill your profile with useless keywords anyway. Like, it doesn't matter. You could put things you know and things you don't know, and then the algorithm would just pick you anyway. Yeah. So it's like, you know how people used to fool Google to get a higher SEO ranking by just soiling the website with keywords? I mean, that doesn't work anymore, but it used to be the case a few years ago. And it was like you're fooling Google, right? So I feel like what you're doing, the best thing about it is that, A, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I use your platform, if I use FreeUp, I will have to speak with somebody from FreeUp so that they can learn what I want to do, you know, what my goals are, what type of business, passion, whatever. And then they would have spoken. So you're like a, I don't know, you're like a recruitment service in a way, because you interview the freelancers and you test them. And so you kind of know who would be the best match for the job. So it's kind of a, it is similar to being in recruitment, right?
There, it's one of two ways. You know, you can go through your entire experience with FreeUp and never ever speak to anyone on a call. Okay, so the sort of funnel that happens is the client signs up, they create their free account, there is a create job request button that they can click, and then we limit the amount of keywords or skills that they can put because we want to make sure that they're getting the most out of it. And if you put 100 skills, you're going to need more than one person. So they can put a job request in, and then we have an actual ticket matching team, not just an algorithm that's throwing people their way. Ticket matching team will look at it, and if they think it looks great, they'll push it through. If they think, hey, this client seems maybe a little green, or hey, we need give some clarification, give them a call. Alternatively, though, before the client ever submits a job request, if they want to hop on a call Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, they can call a phone number and there's somebody that will answer Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. But then we also, outside of those hours, because we have clients in Australia, we have clients in, you know, India, all over the place, they can use the 24-hour live chat system. It's not an AI bot. It's a real person to answer their question. So, you know, for some people, they just like to get in and get their hands dirty. They don't really want to talk to anybody. They just want to do what they need to do. And they know that we're there if they need, if they need us, they know we're there.
No, that's good. You've got both. Yeah. Both.
Got ways. Both options. Exactly.
And I'm just like, you know, I'm thinking there's so much that, you know, one needs to do these days. It's like you could look for someone to edit your videos for you. It's the part that I hate
as a podcaster. You need that. We have people who edit videos all day long. It's really an easy job to source for, and it's something that a lot of podcasters are like, oh, I don't want to do this, I just want to do the fun stuff.
It just takes hours. I enjoy interviewing people, but I don't enjoy sitting for 5 or 6 hours and trying to make it look good at the end. I mean, I got to a point where I said, I want to do my podcast audio only. So, so it's like, it'll take me an hour just to get it out and distribute it.
Yeah. Well, that's what we get a lot of podcasters coming in wanting exactly that. They're like, I need time to just do interview, give somebody else the editing. And that's such an easy thing to scale for.
I'll give you the pipeline. You.
Yep.
There's another thing that, like, I'm sure you've seen that. We've all been hammered with spammy emails, people who want to do your SEO. And like, oh my God, like I still get about 5-6 a day. And the funny thing is, it's like, dude, do you know what I do? It's like, you know, why are you sending me stuff that I do? Like, you know, Or, we'll do your website. It's like, dude, I'm a website developer. It's like,
what are you doing? Your marketing did you even research? Terrible. Yeah, exactly.
So I guess they buy an email database and just like spam everyone. But what I realized that the majority of small and medium business owners, they don't really understand what SEO is. And they, after, you know, when you get like 10 emails a day, at some point, you would respond to one of these spammers and end up working with the wrong person. And I know SEO has lots of different bits and pieces. It's not a one thing. And I'm just curious. Would you have, I mean, you would, but like, I'll ask you anyway. Would you have somebody who would write on behalf of the client and not only write the post, but also share it on social networks and maybe sometimes try to even create a little bit of buzz around it and so on?
Like a freelancer to share a specific post and create something for a business owner?
To create the post first and then distribute it all over the place.
Yeah, for sure. We do that. We utilize freelance talent for that on our own. You know, when we appear on podcasts, we have people who will post on our socials, who will, you know, repost. It's at their discretion, of course. We'll post on our LinkedIn, who prepare the text, create all the copy, link everything, tag the right people. That's a super easy ask.
Because as a business owner, sometimes you don't know what you need. That's the thing. Like, you know, you need help, but you can't formalize it. You can't really say what exactly is the job that you want taken care of. It might be a few different jobs. It might be social media management on its own.
Yeah.
And it might be the other part is copywriting. And one part might be, I don't know, like posting on your behalf or whatever.
Yeah. That's where the managed service really comes in. A lot of people who are like that, they'll want to group everything into a package deal and say, this is what I need. I'm going to tell you what I need. I'm going to try to articulate it as best I can. You help me organize it, and then you delegate it. And that's what the managed service is. The client will kind of delegate or brain dump everything onto the project manager, and the project manager will curate exactly what the client needs and delegate the tasks, because that's the hardest thing sometimes. Like, I know I need help. I know I'm drowning, but I don't know what to ask for.
No, sometimes you don't know what, even if you have a freelancer, you don't know what to tell them. Like you have, I mean,
exactly.
Okay, in this day and age, you could maybe record an audio explaining, but like sometimes if you're just going to send someone an email, it's hard. Like you don't know how to articulate yourself to the point. And it's good to use some tools. Like you can record an audio on your phone. You could record your screen and explain what's wrong that needs fixing. There are different things like that. And, I feel like sometimes you need to coach the clients, the business owners, into, you know, doing it in a certain way that's going to be a win-win.
Oh, for sure. Sometimes people, you know, business owners, they come in and they think they know exactly what they want. And they'll say something like, oh, I need somebody I just need somebody to do my Facebook. And then they'll get to talking. And they, as they're speaking, they're like, after the conversation, I'm like, okay, so we heard everything we just said, right? You need a lot more than somebody to just do your social media. But it's good that we had this conversation, because now that you brain dumped all of that, we can organize it and we can get you the help that you need.
You know, when you said e-commerce earlier, sometimes people think all what they need is someone to publish the products on their favorite e-commerce platform, whatever they're using. But what they didn't realize that the picture quality, like the,
it's terrible.
Yeah, exactly. So you probably need to retake all those photos of your products, or maybe you've taken the photos of the products, but each one of them is humongous. You cannot publish it as is. It has to be resized and compressed for web use. So
yeah,
there are little tasks that people are unaware of. They just think, oh, just post my products. But then every product that will be posted could take an hour work.
Like, yeah, exactly. Those are the little things that we can kind of help clients work through when they say, oh, I just need somebody to do this. We'll ask them those kind of probing questions to see, okay, do you really know what you need, or do you need a little bit extra that you're not quite sure about just yet?
And is it safe to also say that the freelancers are also your clients? Like you're appealing to both, right? Because you want to attract more talent. And so how is it different from the other platforms?
Well, I mean, the freelancers are the lifeblood of the business. We wouldn't be anywhere near where we are right now if we didn't have such an amazing group of freelancers in our network. We even utilize some of the freelance talent internally. Some of the people who work day in and day out at FreeUp are freelancers, and they're incredible. So we really try to make sure that we, like, if, for example, you know, there's always going to be hiccups every now and again. But we never try to blindly take one person's side over the other. You know, if the freelancer is saying, you know, hey, I really did all the work. Here is everything that I did. We'll do an investigation. We're not just always going to side with a client. You know, we want to make sure that everything is being, reviewed, and that we always make fair outcomes, because without the freelancers, we have no business. So, you know, we try to do other things for them. Like, we'll position them to get more clients within their certain space. Every freelancer on our platform has their own, we call them a FreeUp partner, and it's basically like a mentor. And, you know, we do newsletters, and we'll tag specific freelancers who've been doing a great job on the platform, and just little things that, so that they know, like, hey, I'm not just some random freelancer in this network that, you know, doesn't matter. We try to make sure that the people who are really working hard and doing their best to get connected are recognized.
So here's something that happened on another platform. You know, people will figure out which one it is. I have a great friend who's also a web developer. He does more freelance than I do. I'm like a back-end guy. So I am the Mr. Fix-It. The website isn't working, or the email is not firing out, or my emails have a problem, or the DNS is down, or we need to migrate from somewhere. So I'm kind of a functional person, you know, and I also, most of my work is in e-commerce, of course, because it's very important to keep things running, to have, like, you know, I would say an hourly backup, but we do it even every half hour, so that if we have to restore from a backup, you don't lose an order. So things like that. But I have a friend who's like a web design mill. Like, he, I don't know, he works on 20 projects a month. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. He's got many helpers. So when he started on the other platform, he realized that there is an algorithm that will never recommend him because he doesn't have any completed jobs yet. So he started to give money to his family to hire him through the platform, so that the algorithm can pick up that he's actually completed some projects, and now he could be pushed to. And I felt like this is counterproductive, because if you're good in what you do, even if you haven't completed any work on that specific platform, you should have a fair chance to, you know, be recommended to a client.
Yeah, that would never happen on FreeUp. We have a double kind of vetting that happens. So when the client puts in a job request, that goes into our job request list, and every freelancer in our network can see the open job requests. And if a freelancer with, you know, the skill sets to complete a job request, let's say it's a website design, and the freelancer who's in our network says, oh, I think I'd be a great fit for this, they would click on that to apply to the job. Our ticket matching team is going to make sure, not that this freelancer has an X amount of completed jobs, but that they have the skills that the client needs. Do they have UX, UI? Have they, if the client wants a web WordPress build, do they have WordPress experience? That's what we look for. We look to make sure that the freelancers have the skills, and that they are in the location preference of the client, and that they're in the client's budget. Those are the three parameters that we're looking for before we send them to connect with the client. And we have less competition. You know, we don't have as many freelancers. We have higher quality freelancers. And because of that, for our client's sake, we generally match between like 3 to 8 candidates per request. Some of these other platforms, the freelancers are fighting for their lives with, you know, 30 other applicants for one job. That doesn't happen on FreeUp.
This and also put me off. Like, it put me off being a freelancer on any platform. I use my name, my reputation, my website, but I'm not anywhere else, because it feels like, why would I be competing with 10,000 people overseas somewhere else whose hourly rate is like 15% of, like, I'm not going to win in that situation, because the algorithm would just pick the person who's completed the most projects, regardless of the quality of the work they did, or the complexity of, like, you know, it could be like I can create a template and then use it for every single client that comes in 1 year.
Yeah.
Just change the logo, change the font, done. But it's all the same design. It's not really something that speaks to your website visitor or the people you're trying to reach, right?
Exactly.
So I felt like, no, it will put some people at a disadvantage. It's just built, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say that, but it felt like it's built for like younger kids who just, you know, learned a skill or two and who want to mass. And there's nothing against it. I mean, it's good for them to have a platform, but the algorithm part, if it has no human being, it becomes, I don't know, like counterproductive in my opinion.
It is. It absolutely is. That's why we don't do it. And all of the freelancers on our platform have to have at least 3 years experience. So that in and of itself kind of, even if it's somebody who is more on the basic level, they still have to have that experience level to come into our platform. But we have, you know, different tiers for a client who wants somebody like you, for example, who has expertise level experience doing back-end things for websites. That pricing would be reflected. And the customers know, you know, you're if you're hiring somebody at $9 an hour to build out a complete website for you, they're more going to be in the basic to intermediate level. Doesn't mean they're not a smart switched on person, but somebody who's been doing it for 15 years and who's, you know, done a lot of different work and who understands the complexities of website design and website build, you're going to get a different product.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've had a couple of projects. Like, usually when you're building a new website, you try to quote for the whole project. But sometimes people, they're not really sure what they want to do with this, or they don't have all the content ready, or maybe they just want a landing page for now. So for these situations, you price per hour. And people don't understand sometimes that some of the work takes so much time that you haven't, as I said earlier, for example, something like resizing your images. Like, you know, if you're going to send me, I don't know, 20 images taken from your phone and they're great quality, but they're like, I don't know, 13 megabytes each.
Yeah.
Right. And then they're so big, they won't show unless you compress them and make them smaller and whatever. And sometimes the lighting is wrong or something. Like, you end up fixing stuff before it goes on the website. Then there's the email part. Like, okay, anyone can build your website. Great. You can build your own website. And I'm sure many business owners have done that already, right? What about your back end? Somebody fills your form and you don't get the email. You get nothing.
Yep.
Or they send you an email through the website, but they don't get a confirmation. So they don't know whether you got it or not. Like, little things, little bits here and there that people actually overlook. They think it's just, oh, it looks good. Okay, does it work? Are people able to contact you? Like,
We try to talk about that with the clients, you know, and help manage expectations and let them know about things that they might not have thought of before they put a request in or after the request is in. Like, hey, you know, you're working with this freelancer right now, and it sounds straightforward, but you got to keep in mind, you need your images resized. You need better quality. The lighting's really bad. A lot of the font on your website, it's not matching. It's not good for SEO reasons.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are things that we try to explain, and we try to offer guidance to our clients too, before we just throw them out. Like I said, you know, we want to make sure that they understand what they're getting into and manage expectations.
This is perfect. How would people find you, Brittany? If they have a question, if they, you know.
Yeah, for your listeners, we have $50 in credits that they can use to get started. And they can also book a call with us to have a one-on-one like you and I just did. If they go to freeuppod.com.
Freeuppod.
Yep.
P-O-D.
P-O-D. Freeuppod.com.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sign to your platform with different emails and get 50. No, I'm just kidding. 5 times 50.
Watching you.
Try to hack the system. No, this is pretty good. Like, I'm excited actually to try it for myself. So I'm going to try it both as a like It's funny because I'm a web designer, but I'm also a business owner. So I need some work done for me, but I can also do some work for others. So, I'll join twice.
Perfect.
Thank you, Brittany. And I hope we didn't interrupt your plans or holiday. I don't know. You say it's not a holiday,
please.
But
no,
the word
no,
Mexico
no, no.
For me means holiday.
No, not at all. It was a pleasure to be able to speak with you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.